Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Soroka. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, David Justice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Geronimo Baroa. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Shawn Dunston. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome juggles the ball. That's an error on Thome. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cameron hits a fly ball into left field. Baroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Norton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Caruso hits a fly ball into left field. Baroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Nagy drops the ball. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Alomar and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive towards first. Tommy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey takes first base on ball 4. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dunston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Dunston reaches second base with a double. Tommy moves to third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tommy scores. Dunston moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Norton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 0-for-1 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berroa is 0 for 1 in the game. Berroa takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sirotka fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chad Kreuter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kreuter is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreuter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso is 0 for 1 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunston fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy juggles the ball. That's an error on Tommy. Caruso moves to second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Caruso scores. Durham moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to third. Cameron moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Bell reaches second base with a double. Durham scores. Cameron scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura is walked intentionally. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas scores. Bell moves to third. Ventura moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Norton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell scores. Ventura moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-1, White Sox. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ventura scores. Norton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, White Sox. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caruso is 0 for 2 in the game. Caruso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton who is chasing the ball. Caruso reaches third base with a triple. Norton scores. Kreuter goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-1, White Sox. Tom Martin now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a line drive beyond second. Dunston can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Caruso scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-1, White Sox. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thome hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Thome moves to second. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dunston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dunston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez, who is chasing the ball. Lofton reaches third base with a triple. Thome scores. It's 12-2, White Sox. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 12-3, White Sox. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Justice is 0 for 2 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baroa. Bell reaches second base with a double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baroa is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baroa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Baroa reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thome hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baroa scores. It's 12-4, White Sox. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Norton strikes out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kreuter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Caruso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. That will be extra bases. Lofton fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Lofton. Caruso goes all the way around to score. Durham moves all the way to home. It's 14-4, White Sox. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cameron moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a pop-up towards short. Caruso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 3 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alvin Mormon now pitching. Pat Borders now catching. Jeff Branson now playing second base. Shawn Dunston now playing shortstop. Brian Giles now Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez strikes out. 1 out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Norton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-5, White Sox. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berroa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Berroa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Borders strikes out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thome is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thome hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-7, White Sox. Tony Castillo now pitching. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fryman is 0 for 3 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dunston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dunston hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Giles takes first base on ball four. Fryman moves to second. David Bell pinch hits for Jeff Branson. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. David Bell now playing second base. Chad Kreuter batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kreuter is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Kreuter hits a fly ball into center field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Caruso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cameron is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Abbott now playing left field. David Justice is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Justice is 0 for 4 in the game. Justice strikes out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Geronimo Berroa batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Berroa is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Berroa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Borders is 0 for 1 in the game. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.